Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. You know, the internship program for the Mike O'Mara Show has taken off.
Blossomed.
In the end of 2015 and going into 2016. I could not be more pleased with these fabulous young people that are brought to us every day. And, you know, we mentor them. Some more than others, but we mentor
them. No,
these,
if they show
kids.
Initiative, we mentor them.
Yes.
That's
yes.
right.
I looked at Diego yesterday. I said, how's it feel? How's it feel to have new kids come in here and do
and
everything
you
haven't done?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Mentor them, and, you know, Diego showing tremendous initiative. Yeah,
he's going to fail you.
The thing about Diego is he's an unknown commodity, but I will tell you that...
That's giving him all the best of it.
Someone say he's known, that's why that
well he's known
been
to
tapped.
You guys. He's really yes. not known to me. That's the thing.
Well, I go with what Mike told me when I first started yes. as an intern, and he said, I believe the children are our future.
What's the next lyric? Do you know what the next lyric is?
I believe
you don't,
the children are our future. Something, something, and let them lead the way.
Oh, they are the light.
Yeah. They are the light.
They that's are the light. And exactly.
They are the light, and let them show the way.
Sexual chocolate.
Yeah.
That boy's good. Yeah. That boy's good.
You know what, though? We have taken, and I use a surprising example. I use the example of young Mac.
Yes.
An individual who came to us, a beaten puppy. If Mac was one of those PSAs that you see on television, mm-hmm. he would be the puppy that the ribs are showing, and you've got the the little weepy eyes
yeah. in the cage,
and then they take him to the shelter and they scrub him, mm-hmm. And then they fluff him up, and he's in the back play yard running around, and then the puppy tells everybody that he lied about everything.
Yes, he's a lie. It's a new breed, Mike. The lying retriever.
That one cloudy
the lying
eye.
Retriever.
It's
that's
so good.
Exactly.
When you
a
tell
spotted
this dog,
lying retriever.
Dog's not so good at sit, but when you tell the dog to lie, it knows what to do all the time.
He's good at that. But the reason I'm talking about interns is because we have intern Rachel on campus today.
Woo!
And
hello,
Rachel. Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are things at American University?
Busy, but everything's good.
Good attitude.
Anything, yeah. You know, last semester, was there anything unusual? Was there anything, did anybody do anything? Anybody get into trouble? Were there any spectacular parties? You know, any new romances?
Name names.
Anybody make,
yes.
Anybody show their butt and do something stupid? Any professors, you know, get caught, you know, doing drugs?
Oh,
or,
dear.
You know, I'm just listing all the things. You know, when I was at the American University,
yes.
I'm sure he truly appreciated me bringing this up.
Yes.
There was a president of the university. This is way back in the
Chancellor.
Day. Do you remember, Rob, what I'm going to talk about?
I believe so, but I'm going to let you scare
I don't
on
even,
this one.
Well, you know what? Perhaps someone in the room could look up Richard Berenzen. I think it's Berenzen. Richard Berenzen.
Mm-hmm.
If you could look that up, Pony, and mm-hmm. see the Richard Berenzen was the president of AU when I first got there.
Right.
And then I don't think he was there by the time I left, because there was a major controversy.
We had a guy like that ran our mass comm department that lost VCU's accreditation. Because
ooh.
What happened is, when he took the job and he was going to run the whole mass comm department, and we were one of the few mass comm accredited classes, schools on the East Coast.
That's prestige.
Yeah, he said he had a doctorate, and it turned out he never did. And VCU
well,
never checked.
As much as... and as much as he... you know, as that's a real scandal.
Yes.
I got a scandal for you. Do you have it, Pony?
Do
you have any of the information? Perhaps Pony could share some of the details about the scandal surrounding American University President Richard Berenson.
Okay. In 1990, he resigned as the president of AU after a woman who received indecent calls complained to police.
Oh,
who traced the calls to his office. He was doing these calls from his office.
He was doing the calls from his office. Okay, here we go. This is it. Richard Berenson abruptly, he's from the Washington Post, dated April 25th, 1990. Richard Berenson abruptly resigned this month as president of the American University while Fairfax County police were investigating obscene phone calls that led directly and unexpectedly to the president's private phone, sources said yesterday. The investigation began several weeks ago when Fairfax County police received several complaints, some of them from people employed in daycare or babysitting jobs about dirty calls, according to a source. The source said that the caller in question in the telephone conversations with the adult women daycare providers made inappropriate or sexually oriented comments about children under their care.
Gross.
He resigned as president after the woman complained to police. In any event, he received no fine or community service requirements for this misdemeanor charge, but was sentenced to two 30-day suspended terms and directed to continue therapy. Eventually, he would return to American University in a teaching role. Many students would rally around him in an effort to support his return to the post of president of the university. So he turned his life around after this horrible thing.
I see here that he claimed to have a 4-year-old Filipino girl as a sex slave in a dog cage in his basement.
There it is. Yep. Thank you, Pony, with the tip in. I appreciate that. That was the claim that he made these calls and said that. So I feel somehow Oscar's making me feel dirty. Right now. you know the name, Rachel? Any modern students know the name of the former president of the university?
I don't think so. Never heard of him before.
Mm. Yeah, so no
probably plaque. don't put that in the promotional material. But anyway,
he was stricken from all pamphlets.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Bad. Anyway, for purpose of the what a setup this is,
ladies and gentlemen,
because our own intern Rachel has another one of her man on the street or woman on the street subject matters today. Rachel, what are you going to be having for us? I'm so out of control.
Tell us about
what do you have for us today, Rachel?
So I basically asked people what were some of the things that they were hiding on their phone that they wouldn't necessarily tell other people.
So it's actually a really good
time.
Setup.
It's incredible.
What a segue.
Incredible setup. Like the best setup ever. Like that's by osmosis. That's incredible. God, what a pro I am. Anyway.
All right. Can we roll the piece?
Let's roll the piece so I can get
this
out of this.
This is Rachel Ferroni from the Mike O'Meara Show, and I'm curious to know what's on your phone that other people don't know about.
So what are the first three things you have written down in your notes?
Sippy cup lids for solo cups, red box for books, and Time Flies, a cartoon with time-traveling flies.
Well, I write down quotes from different people. Guys, do you ever feel like you just want to be in a full spandex suit just grinding on someone? My glaucoma is accelerated. Obviously, we're not going to perpetually eat boogers. And I said, I'd hope not. That would be no merit.
The last three were answers to a Calc AP test I cheated on in high school. I'm not good at math.
And then I have quotes that, like, my friends say. And the first one is, okay, cat food always looks really appealing to me.
What's the most recent photograph you took?
I took a picture of my friend dancing, but she doesn't look great, so probably had to delete it.
Oh, it's of TDR, our dining hall. It being disgusting. There's just a dried up egg.
Someone else took it, and it's of me in a self-made igloo that we made by digging with a bread pan.
With a bread pan?
With a bread pan.
What's the last text you sent?
I texted my friend Matt, and I asked him with the pictures of my eyes if eyes can have jaundice. And he said, your eyes look fine.
The last text I sent said, good choice. And it was about eating a kale Caesar salad from Panera.
Who was the last person you stalked on Facebook or Instagram?
His name is... He was my manager, and I hooked up with him. He's really hot.
The last person I actually stalked was this guy in one of my classes, and I thought he was in a frat, but I found out he's not, which kind of makes it even better. But he's actually the most flawless human being ever, so if you're listening, just hit me up.
What was the last thing that you looked up on the internet?
Sad sloth crying.
I Metro lyric the words to Amy Winehouse, tears dry on their own, because I want to be able to belt it, but I don't know all the words yet, so I'm slowly learning.
Angela Lansbury as a young woman, because she was a babe.
How to get an STD.
How to get rid of how to get.
How to get.
For the Mike O'Meara Show, this is Rachel Ferroni.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, that started slow and just took off there. How to get an STD. Angela Lansbury, because she was a babe.
Let me embarrass Rachel a little bit. Kids. That was her idea. Her gathering, and she produced that 100% on her own.
Oh, that's nice.
So proud of our intern.
Round of applause for our own Rachel.
Well done. Well done.
Again. And regarding all that, you know, stuff about the university president, leave it in the show, but let's move by it. All right?
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomearashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
In every male-female friendship, there's a total number of drinks. And if you hit that, it means you will definitely have sex. So how many drinks does it take to get you wasted?
2.5, but maybe three if I've eaten.
Okay, and Tom's is 8. So you can't hit 11 drinks between the two of you. Okay. Not 1 for you, 10 for him, not 6 for him, 5 for you.
If I had more than 5 drinks, I'd hook up with you.
My drink number is 27.
What?
I wouldn't even touch myself on less than 24.
What are you doing? Stop.
What is that?
Stop. Oh my God, I thought that was gonna be boiling hot. It's actually really cold.
You have LTRP.
Oh my God, I do?
Yeah.
Tom gave it to me, for sure. Wait, what's LTRP?
Long-term relationship. You really need to get that taken care of.
What do you mean? I barely have any hair.
It's like you dropped your hairbrush and your vagina caught it. I could make dreadlocks with that and form a reggae band. It looks like a whole bowl of petrified curly fries.
It's like Gandalf is staring right at me. No penis shall pass.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. Mike O'Meara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live.
Stop it.
From the Cappy Pfeiffer studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Meara Show. We're on the air online worldwide. The Mike O'Meara Show is a daily radio show and podcast. We have the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you're here, you know what I'm talking about. It applies to you, don't it? Today's show brought to you by SeatGeek. Oh, yeah. If you're thinking tickets, you need to check out SeatGeek. It is the smartest way to buy and sell tickets for your favorite sports team. And everybody knows we're getting into that sweet time the year. Lots of stuff going on. SeatGeek is my ticket go-to for all live events, NBA, NHL, concerts, college basketball. SeatGeek does it all. If you ever end up with an extra ticket, you can also use SeatGeek to sell it to another fan. SeatGeek is a lot like Kayak or Expedia, but it's for sports and concert tickets. SeatGeek pulls all the ticket buying and selling options from the other sites and puts them all in one place to save you time. SeatGeek also knows the fair market price of every ticket out there, and they rate them, and they point you to the best deals and any underpriced seats. They've got a little scale. Yep. That's the best part to look at because you know if you're getting a value. And SeatGeek has the lowest fees of any ticket site out there, and they always show you the full price up front. Right now, all of our listeners can get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the free SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click add promo code, then enter TMOS. Then SeatGeek will send you a $20 rebate after your first ticket purchase. So download the free SeatGeek app right now.
Do it.
And use the promo code TMOS.
Nice.
Today.
Solid.
Thank you.
Solid.
I appreciate it. Anywho, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Isn't that great to start out a show with a kid that's just getting into the radio production business and doing fun stuff? And,
exciting.
She's a very talented young lady, and I'm very proud to have her as part of our team. And I think this is cool. I the thing about interns that Rachel's probably never heard me talk about is that throughout the years we have had different interns that have done different things. I work with an original intern, Rob Spiewak, mm-hmm. that I've been working with over 20 years, and Rob took the fast track to get into the show, and then everything else that came along with it, and it was fantastic. Oscar Santana was an intern. Yes, Oscar.
Isn't it known though that Rob, for years since he made his mark on the Don and Mike Show, now the Mike O'Mara Show, has really kept interns from flourishing and growing? Because
I do everything I can to hold them down.
That is a beautiful point, and I will tell you that he reacts differently with the female interns than he does with the male interns.
Yes.
With the male interns, they're really not encouraged to participate. Well, Rachel, Maddie, do you notice? I mean, people on the street, you're an interesting. You defend yourself. I'm not.
That I have been a helpful fellow for Rob Ford. I think when I see when I spot someone that I think I want to prosper, one that
now,
I want
who's
to,
on campus today? Is it just Rachel, or do we have another?
Well, pretty much, because Mac is here too.
Okay, Mac is here. Well, then Mac heard the good things I said about him.
Yes,
that's wonderful. I the thing is, I'm fond. I don't like go out of my way to be fond of these kids, but I like these kids.
I like them all.
Mac and Diego and Rofo and Rachel and Maddie and I love Lou too. I mean this is great stuff. I love these interns that we're getting, but yeah, I think that Rob was an intern.
Well, scars run deep. I was interned in a very different era.
Let's just say this, and you correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Tell me if you think I'm accurate or not. You are not. I don't think you keep them down like the scab picker said. But I will tell you, I do believe that if an intern screws up in some way,
mm-hmm.
you are probably the first person to pounce.
Yeah, I would say. I would say if they have a shortcoming, I might be the first to highlight it, and the reason I would do that would be to improve it.
Because they need to know about it.
For
example, they need to know.
We needed to know years ago that Mac the intern was just criminally shy.
Yes.
Very shy. And now he is replaced as I think I read it in the papers. He's replaced Todd on Tech 411.
It's incredible.
He's a producer when he shows up.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
When he tells the truth.
Inconsistent with scheduling. I think we've established that. That's an entire different show. Go back through the archives and look it up, and you'll find out about Mac.
To pull the curtain back a little bit, Rob has been fostering the growth of a lot of these interns. And really, he's absolutely right. He's helped Rob Ford find his way in his path in this industry. The way that he's worked with Rachel and Maddie and now Lou to really develop not just their announcing skills, but also their editing skills. And I don't tell you this enough. And look, and I know it's not fun or funny to be nice, but Rob really took this little new crew that we have and said, if you want to learn, I'll teach you everything you want to learn. And for Maddie to edit that, produce that, and actually put that together, layer in the actual music and the audio, I'm sorry, for Rachel to do that, I am blown away. And
let me tell you
how proud I am.
Do you remember, years ago that I tasked Rob with, putting a little adrenaline into the intern program? I give him so much crap, but I occasionally, he hits one right up the middle, and he did.
Solid double.
We'll never clear the fences. I just don't think that's ever going to happen, I will say. But he took it, and he ran with it. And you're, I think, American University, my alma mater, happened to be the place where they realize that this is an asset for their students. I think all the people that have come through here, any of our interns would tell you, this was probably one of their more valuable educational experiences. It's the way it worked.
It's an easy sell because of the way we run things around here. We've also had some great success with Mason, and we've got some interns from Mason around the corner. And it's great that we have two schools that are broadcast based that are, you know, easy commutes for them. They can come in.
I'm partial to the AU kids. I'm partial to the AU kids because of the whole communication thing. You know, I've always felt that way. And we've had some wonderful interns from American
George
University.
George Mason, yeah. American University, great. Nova, not so much.
No. But you know, there?
Have we had any? Did we have one VCU? In our run, summer internship from VCU.
We had a guy named David that you called like the Reverend or something, and he was an ultra ultra hippie, and I think he was like the rarest of all creatures, a part time VCU student. He was brought in under a Beth Ann, and he came in. He actually commuted.
You love to say that because he. You know what? When I don't remember him, that means they didn't work. Oh, David. Yes, I remember David. Oh,
I still
occasionally
get a wrong number call from Beth Ann, and it's enough to ruin my week.
You know what? And Oscar Santana was an intern.
Yeah.
So was Pony Boy.
An intern. I was an intern, a desk assistant at NBC Radio News, and worked with all these people. And I'll never forget when I was a desk assistant, like the second day I was there. I'm a college student.
Right.
But it's a paid internship. I'm getting, and I'm working at, you know, with a regular job in the news department.
Now, let me ask,
they strong armed me to join the union, like the second day I was there.
Mike, the same
thing. Steward came up.
Big Grocery does the same thing. But
man, they don't waste any time. By the way, if you're going to be working here and enjoying, you know, you might want to, you're not required to, but it's frowned upon. I'm sitting there going, what the F is this guy saying to
NBC
me, you know?
Radio News, I know it still exists, but it's not the power that it once was. When you were interning there, probably early 80s, maybe late 70s?
Early 80s.
Was it
maybe
based,
late 70s too. You're absolutely right.
Was
I'm
it
sure.
based at the NBC up near AU?
National
then?
Press Building.
The National Press Building. And where is that?
Yep. That's down on right near 14th Street.
Okay.
That's probably on 14th Street.
All right.
The far end of 14th down near the White House.
So you were living at AU. So you
on
had
campus.
To, you
right.
probably took the bus to go there and do the internship there. Did you have to wear a tie?
I don't remember if I had to wear a tie, but probably I did.
I would think there would
probably
be a dress code.
It was definitely old school. I remember watching the guys that I had watched on NBC News because the radio reports were filed by the same guy that did TV reports. So remember Irving R. Levine?
Oh, my God, really?
This is Irving. This is Irv Levine at State. And I'd
were
have
you
to take
on the desk
calls.
When we won the war?
It was old. It was like Reagan era stuff. It truly was.
When Reagan was elected, not like
when
the
he was
end
elected.
Of his,
no, it was like at the beginning.
Yeah.
I remember that. But it was cool because I was around all these guys and I got to see how the game worked. And, you know, back in the day, this is, you know, the old teletypes and stuff. So I was an intern. It counts.
Yeah,
I was,
absolutely.
You know, I did that and I value the interns that we have because it not only is it something where I'm not going to BS people and say I feel like it's giving back. It's not. I feel like we get as much out of our interns as they get out of
risk.
It.
There's a lot of
there's
risk.
There's a lot of risk. Absolutely.
Lot
you never
of
know.
Risk.
You never. Hey, on the Big O and Duke show, you guys get interns as well, don't
yes.
you? Or, do you guys get interns or
it's,
you guys,
it's work release,
do you guys like
isn't
meet
it?
Meet people in Burger Hangers King parking on. Lots? I'm not sure how
no,
that works.
We used to have not to beat my chest, but we did a great job of developing people when we were younger, right? When
right.
we were when we were on air and there would be guys that would come through, really Chad, to his credit, would have this knack to find something about that individual.
He
that
had
would make
the
them.
Eye for where
yeah,
he could
would,
find
see
them,
it
yeah.
right away.
Right.
On R and now, as far as an internship, it's more of the guys that really you're just into what we do, right? So we've got
so
Shambles
intern,
and Zohan.
Which Oscar's saying is that his interns can be 53 years old in some cases.
They're willing to work with us.
Yeah, and there's not always
not
a lot.
They're willing to work with you.
Not always a lot of college credit, but life credit.
Life
is what
credit.
It is. Yeah.
Life credit.
Life credit.
Sometimes more important.
That is.
It's a lot of fun. Anyway, you're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. When we come back, it's personality analysis, and it's my own personality analysis, and I will welcome everybody to weigh in on what they really believe, because I'm a little confused by this article, but
all
I'm
right.
fascinated at the same time. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
On this week's Valentine's Day show, relationship expert Angela Stripling will be answering our questions about sex and dating. Angela, does size matter?
Ooh, yes, it does.
Oh, boy. Be sure to check us out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
Man, I'm in trouble.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Why sure? Why sure?
Fascinating. Oscar, that email I was going to send, I didn't send it. Anyway, I'm sorry. Welcome back to the Michael Myers Show.
Killing me.
One of the great pleasures in life is coming home and relaxing. I love wine.
Oh, it's the best.
You know, and really, Club W, our listeners are responding to this new client we have. They are so wonderful to deal with. Club W, you never have to worry about being wine-free again. Club W is the revolutionary new wine club that sends wine directly to your door. Not only do they send you wine, they send you wine that you'll love, because here's what they do. They have an easy 6-question palate profile quiz, which allows Club W to make sure every bottle you receive is perfect for the wine you like. You don't need to be a wine expert. Club W knows you'll enjoy every bottle they send, whether it be red, white, whatever you want. They even offer a no-risk guarantee that you will love it. And by working directly with the vineyards, Club W will cut out the middleman, and that saves you money. So you get value out of your wine, and you get guarantees that the wine is going to be wine you love. Right now, Club W offering our listeners 50% off their first order when they go to clubw.com/TMOS. Don't ever come home to a wine-free house again. Just go to clubw.com/TMOS to get 50% off your first order. And there's one thing I know about our listeners. They love vino.
Yes.
So Club W's, and that's clubw.com/TMOS. Cheers. Enjoy that great wine. I love hearing about it when you do that. So please let me know.
I finished my last bottle from my first shipment last night, and it was the best cab I've ever had. It was Porter and Plot, a 2011 cab. Unreal. Ooh, it's like they chose it. It's like they chose it. Literally, that 6-question quiz, it matched my palate so perfectly, it was almost startling.
Ooh,
so good.
I like
so,
that.
So good.
That's good stuff. All right, let me open up this this article that I stumbled across. It was, I think, maybe on the fan page or maybe not. Maybe just on my Facebook page.
Yep.
How extroverted introverts interact differently with the world.
Mm.
So now,
How extroverted introverts interact differently with the world. Now, I know that I am gregarious at a party. I know that I can come into a party
and I can
do that. But at the same time, as my Bolivian friend likes to point out on a regular basis, I do not have a circle that is a rather large of lifelong friendships.
True, true.
I tend to live in a bit of a protective cone. But I'm getting ahead of myself.
All right.
Let me just read this to you. This is a blog by Anna Bashedly.
That must be her.
I practically
stage
don't
name.
Want to read it now, but it's a blog. Your whole life you've been confusing people, including yourself. Social interactions can either recharge or drain your social batteries. Parties can make you feel alive, switched on, and your most confident, or completely bored, annoyed, and withdrawn. You're resilient and sensitive at the same time. Very social, but rarely out. You enjoy being the center of attention. There are days when you think out loud and you rarely care. I think out loud every day. It's called this.
Yes.
And then there are days when you are overthinking everything, rarely thinking out loud, your annoying inner monologue kicking in, the entirety of your being is a conundrum. That opening paragraph is what got me, because there are days that I do just that.
Right.
There are days that I don't. You need constant mental stimulation. I disagree with that part. You hate first dates. I don't. I like first dates. Please, anything but small talk. You think to yourself, maintaining friendships is a... All right, here's the part that I think Oscar might get into.
All right.
Maintaining friendships is a constant struggle for you.
Mm.
At any given point...
Would you like to say that again, Oscar?
Mm.
Yeah.
At any given point, you have one, maybe two best friends who are your entire world. You'll connect with... I don't even have that. You'll connect with people very easily.
You can count your wife.
And can you, though?
Yeah,
I don't know what you
think.
Can.
So. Yeah, I think
they're forced.
But that's permanent, in my opinion.
Yeah,
that's you'll, although
you should have
later
said that
the
first two times.
Ooh.
Thank you. You'll connect with people very easily. Thank you, Rob. That's not the problem. Here's the thing. When you meet with someone, you'll go out of your way to make them feel comfortable and happy, but it takes you a while to feel fully comfortable, so you can only take being around others incrementally. There is the paragraph that I have. All right? At the same time, when you're upset, you need to talk it out with at least three different people. That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
This can puzzle you emotionally. You need to be surrounded by people to be happy, but you also have moments of wanting to isolate yourself to recharge and be left alone with your thoughts. I'll give you the greatest example.
Okay.
For years and years and years, we would have the Thanksgiving get-togethers, the holidays, and mm-hmm. I would be living in Washington, and the family would be up in New England, and I would fly home, and I would be with the family. But I would be the very first one. After dinner, the routine would be sitting around the table and chatting. And I would extricate myself from that as soon as humanly possible. I didn't want anything to do with it. I wanted to go off, turn on the TV, and just be alone with my with the glow of the magic.
Will you entertain a question about that?
Yes. Now,
there is some overlap between us there. Do you sometimes feel when you are in that situation, and if it's not 100% comfortable. Mm. And you know what? A lot of times, if you're around immediate family, it is 100% comfortable. But if you introduce cousins, aunts, uncles, it
becomes
cousins. Do you think in that situation you equate it to work? Because you are
maybe.
You are an entertainer.
Maybe, and
shut up.
What, you haven't said a goddamn thing. You're over there chortling, snorting, and smirking. You better weigh in, Mr. Man. I want
to
know what the hell's going
on. I thought the common thread between you and Rob is that you both wanted to be sedentary and alone.
Well, no,
and
the common thread was what happened before the discussion.
Now, why are you bringing a sedentary? There's a word I didn't want. You mean as far as just sit and
you
not,
said, I want to go sit alone and watch TV.
Mike, no topic can't be steered towards being fat.
This is not a fat discussion, Oscar.
This is
a discussion
of the mind.
Mind. It's the personality. That's all he's thinking about. Anyway.
you're at Thanksgiving dinner. I'm like, oh, what did he eat? And then I think, oh, he wants to go relax.
No,
but who doesn't want to relax?
I don't want, but I mean, relaxing to the rest of the family would be sitting around.
I'll give you an example. I won't get up from the table even if I'm not in the mood because I don't want to be rude.
Well, that must be great.
You're so freaking difficult. Like, you know,
you asked my opinion.
Trying to get a little personality. I'm
but you know what? When you get together
analysis.
with your family for holidays,
God,
it's not as
reach through that goddamn camera right now.
Are you being introverted or extroverted right now, Mike?
I'm expressing myself.
No, but
Lister.
You're also not Lister. Around people that are, you know, a big circle like Mike is.
Yes.
That's
Ew.
Him.
Go
helping.
Ahead. I'm sorry, Rob.
That's everybody's helping today, Mike.
Everybody's in the helper mode. Thank you. Thank you very much.
But when you are in the around the dinner table with your family,
yes.
It's probably not as big of a crowd as when Mike or I am.
Well, no, it's a tough crowd because I'm dealing with my extended family as well, right?
Okay,
and,
so
and
do
sometimes
you have aunts, uncles, cousins?
No, I have strangers there. That my because my family loves to invite strangers.
Yeah, but you know, a stranger is just a friend you haven't met
no,
yet.
No, but you have to work
See,
even
now,
harder.
Wait a minute. Strangers would have motivated me maybe to linger.
You have to work harder to connect with these people. For example, in the holidays in Los Angeles, my sister invited a bunch of her friends, right?
Okay.
So they're all there because some families aren't as big as ours. And you know, in our family, we like having as many people there. They do.
Sure.
I know it's more work for us when that happens because we're throwing the party.
But it also, then it crosses into another almost atmosphere because you have the atmosphere of immediate intimacy, and that would be like wife, son,
yes.
husband, kids, right?
Yeah, but
then it gets to a little more extended. But then if you get, it's like the whole thing, if you have a stranger in an environment, you're going to be more polite.
I don't want
because there's someone there that you don't that you're unknown.
No, I'll get this.
Okay,
my sister will see me that I'm not on my A game and dancing and really entertaining. She'll
okay.
say, "Hey, why don't you tell that story about so and so?" And I'll say, "Oh, that's a nod to
she
a
leads,
prod to
leads you into it."
Can I jump in and tell you
get
why
into
I brought this to the show? I brought this to the show because This article confused me because when I read it, I felt like maybe I connected with some of the points, but I wasn't sure. So when they write a paragraph like this, you ebb and flow between needing time alone to recharge your batteries and getting bored or antsy spending the day at home alone. This sort of downtime feels either completely satisfying or utterly pointless. It all depends on my mood. There are days that I feel like a prisoner, and could you turn that mower up a little bit, please? Thank you.
That's extrovert.
Anyway, that was the extrovert. It depends on my mood. Sometimes you feel like you were made in reverse. Coffee can actually be counterproductive for you. Well, I don't drink coffee. You hate traditional systems.
Yeah. Oh, that's you hate true. The system.
That's true.
You notice details that others don't. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
You loathe the concept of how things should be, from the structure of our educational system to certain rites of passage. From the structure, you think about everything, maybe a little too much, but it's your intolerability of what's supposed to be that you innovate your own life. Hey, that's confusing to me.
No, you found your own path.
But you know what?
I never liked the system. I never liked the man. I don't like structure, really, although I am in certain things. I mean, I would say going to church, is there any more structure than that?
But I would
say the man. That's as structured as I've ever been.
The man is different than structure. The man is definitely different from structure. I mean, one of the greatest common threads in funny is making fun of people that are in power. And that's not necessarily structure. That's the man.
Let me put it this way, okay? This is socially me, all right? I will love to be invited to a party, and I will love to go to a party. Where I break down is, you know, if somebody says, hey, we're going on a fishing trip next week, you should come along. The boys trip, the man's trip.
Right.
You know, for years, guys go away. They do this. However, the structure of playing golf with a regular group of guys that I know I'm going to see when I get there, going to play golf, have a drink, settle up the bet, and go home is flawless for me. It's perfection for me. I have no desire to really go deeper than that, and I think some of them do. Yet, I will feel frustrated when I am excluded.
Yes.
And there's not an awful lot to be excluded from, to be honest with you.
Well,
I used an example of the guys making arrangements, but what's that?
I said people stop inviting you to things, I'm sure, so you don't feel excluded.
I don't really even know.
Yes.
So
you don't know.
But I love the just the bopping in and bopping out. But my sister, for example, is a great example. They're going the end of this week with friends of theirs from Maine that they're probably on their third, maybe their fourth trip with friends. You'd have to drag me into that.
That's why you hate the idea of the fishing trip, because if you're out on a boat, there's no escape.
You're trapped.
Yeah. You're there. You can't get away. And you know what? If you vacation with people, even though you're not trapped, you are trapped.
Is it a fear of rejection or what? I mean,
no,
what am I afraid of?
It's a lot of work. But also it's being a little, and not necessarily in a bad way, almost in a self-preservation way, it's being a little selfish because you have no escape. You would have to be a part of their day. Obviously, if you're going to vacation with people,
have you ever vacationed with anybody, with friends?
When Rob is asked to go to Maine, he doesn't want to go to Maine. He doesn't want to hang out with us. He doesn't want to see us there.
He genuinely loves Maine. I enjoy it up there.
Oscar's awesome, and he wants to go.
But I like it, right? But he doesn't want to go.
I don't think if Oscar didn't want to go, he wouldn't go. You know, I mean, you're required to go.
That's right.
It
was more fun when I went with my son. I liked that. I liked having the playmate.
Would you go with your wife?
This current wife?
Yes, this the wife you happen to be married to?
Yeah,
you
I
go
would.
With her?
I would, yeah.
You bring her? Do you think that would make it better for you?
It would make it better for her.
I mean, I think one of the things about that, the only By the way, the only and incidentally, I'm formally inviting both of you for the. I'd like to have the the week of shows that we do.
Yeah.
I'd like to do that again if we could pull.
That'd
it
be
off.
Fun.
I think it'd be a lot of fun. Here's the thing. I've gone and I will continue to go out of my way, especially now with
right.
this, where when you guys come up there, I want it to be just like we go in and do the show, and then. If you want to be entertained, I'll entertain you. If you don't, you're on your own. Do your own thing in totality.
That's the way it's always been up there.
But I want to even do it more so because especially there's a little bit of guilt in me, although I think it'd be great shows and people love us doing it. I really want it to be something where, you explore and you do your own thing up there. And I think it would be, outside of the required 4th of July fireworks that everyone is going to have to participate in. That's the way
I'm still in school then. I won't be able to come
up. So you're not going to be able to go?
No, I don't graduate till late July.
Could you do August?
Yeah, maybe.
He wants to be there for fireworks. I would like to be there for fireworks.
But you know what? They have fireworks stores. It's not like we have to do it on the 4th.
Year round.
Yeah, we could celebrate something else.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Anyway. Yeah. Got a thing called Neighbors, Really. We'll take a break. I'll weigh in on that whole fireworks any time of the year thing, okay? Okay, Scooter Stick. We'll do that in a second. We'll come back. On the Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks to pizza delivery, we can binge eat. Thanks to Netflix, we can binge watch. I forgot to write that down. I want to talk about Netflix.
Oh, good.
But now with Texture, we can binge read. I love Texture. I think you're going to love it, too. Trust me, it's about to be a thing to binge read. When it comes to magazines, you know what you like, so Texture lets you get all the magazines you want in one super convenient place right on your tablet or smartphone. Binge away. And I'll tell you, on my iPad, when I'm reading Texture, when I'm reading Men's Health, or I'm reading my Golf Digest, or I am reading Esquire magazine, the pictures and the articles, for whatever reason, with my old eyes, they really pop. They didn't want me to tell you that, but I swear to God, it looks so good. I don't just get to read Esquire and Golf Digest. The Texture editorial team recommends content for me every single day. Stop wasting time. Stop wasting paper. Stop wasting money. Get Texture today. You're going to love it, and you can share it with the whole family. And the best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now when you go to texture.com/TMOS. You'll get immediate access to all of the top magazines, including back issues and bonus video content. Try Texture for free right now at texture.com/TMOS. That's texture.com/TMOS. You gonna love it. Speaking of Netflix, I shared the trailer for... Pee-wee's Big Holiday?
Big Holiday. Yes. Is the trailer out?
The trailer looks like an 11. I swear to God, it looks so funny. And I love that it's on Netflix, too. We can all, as soon as it hits, I think March 18th, we're all going to talk about, he incorporated everything that the Pee-wee Herman lovers love about. Listen, if you want an evening, if you like this show, I'm standing by. I think that I'll test drive it for you first. I will test drive. But I can't think of a better have a cocktail or eight and curl up in front of the TV and watch Pee-wee. Now, I don't think Mrs. O'Mara shares that. I don't think that she shares that.
It's her generation as well. She's my age.
Well, yeah, but her generation, but here's the thing. Her generation is Pee-wee's Playhouse. Mike and me, our generation is the movie.
Yeah, but Pee-wee's Big Adventure. That movie was overlapped. I was a kid. I would watch it. Yeah,
okay. Because I think they were different.
Do you think it's a? I don't think women like it as much as men. Am I right about that?
Large Marge.
I don't think
and
they're.
And when
I don't
they
think...
pulled her body from the twisted, burning wreckage, her face looked like this.
First of all, I don't know who his plastic surgeon is, but Paul Rubens, and incidentally, we've had enough of bringing up an old scandal. We're not going to go there. We may be with the president of the American University. We are not going to go there with Pee Wee Herman, okay,
That's
in the movie
right.
theater with the popcorn. But anyway, the thing about it is that
and the vintage pornography, Mike. We're not going to mention it.
Soda can.
He was great in Blow.
He was great.
He looks...
the
he
same.
Hasn't changed. He hasn't changed at all. There's nothing. And it might be plastic surgery. It might be whatever. He looks great. And makeup, you can do that with a...
Yeah, but his body hasn't changed. He's still got the right. body of what looks like an action figure. Like a little kid doll. Yeah.
Absolutely
he's awesome.
Fantastic. I just think that's exciting to me. I saw that. Came out of nowhere. I had no idea Netflix was doing that with a brand new Pee-wee movie. But I know my wife will roll her eyes. And how do your ladies roll? You know, how do they roll on the Pee-wee?
Actually, I'm real curious because if we want to talk gender and age, yeah. Rachel, what is your take on Pee-wee Herman? I'm curious.
She might not even know.
No,
she doesn't know.
No idea at all. No.
Rachel, where's your microphone button?
Rob's still trying to find it ourselves.
No, it's up. Yeah,
no, it's not good. Actually, project your voice. Really project.
Hello.
No, it's not working. I think it's Rob.
No, I think we need to check something. We need to check.
All right,
something.
Nice and loud, Rachel. Pee Wee Herman, yay or nay?
I have no idea who Pee Wee Herman is.
There you go.
There
okay.
we go.
Wow.
That was
yes.
really worth all of that.
It was, wasn't it? Carrie doesn't care. Carrie doesn't think Pee Wee's funny.
I don't think Carla does either.
Shannon had older brothers, so they exposed her to Pee Wee. No, no pun intended. exposed her to Pee Wee Herman. They did.
Don and I actually took an afternoon after the morning show and went over, I think, to his townhouse. This is way back in the day. And, had some adult beverages, maybe some adult other stuff.
Ooh. Right.
That was involved that you can grow. No, none of that.
Okay,
no.
Sorry.
Didn't do any of that. Would have remembered it. And, by the way, that might have been one of those rare times where that particular substance, if somebody rolled me a big fatty, I think maybe you can really enjoy Pee Wee Herman. And it might have been Buzz, too. Buzz might have come along for that. And we had a little screening of Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
What a great movie.
Great
the original.
Stupid. Great.
The
so
original
dumb it's good.
Great movie.
Sometime
fantastic.
In the early
Absolutely.
90s, my father found a screening, like a one-time screening, a one-off, like at 8 p.m. at some theater in Maryland. We went and saw it. It looked like the print had been dragged through a canyon. Splotches and lines, scenes were missing, the film broke,
right.
But still, it was like a two-thirds full theater, and that is a movie best watched with a crowd. And to hear people laugh at all the right parts, it was fantastic. I love that film.
So, getting back to the whole main thing, obviously with, once again, Mr. MBA,
how
throwing
dare
the grenade
I?
Into the, into the, you know, God, Fridays...
What?
Shows I want to do.
It's the worst.
Good Lord. I
know.
Swear to God. All because of you. But anyway, so.
You.
If we were to bring out, if we were to do it in August, I just don't. You can't.
There's an easy
fireworks,
way.
Mike,
there's an
fireworks
easy way to fix it.
On a non-holiday. I have a very strong belief about fireworks on non-holidays. And incidentally, if it was up to me, this is the way I think. I think fireworks should be on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
And I think they have become so, just like everything we do in America, we need to get more. We have to eat breakfast at every meal. It's like we're the spoiled child. Hey, come to our little event. You'll get a good price on a car. And then at 9 o'clock, we're having a fireworks show. No, fireworks are to commemorate the birth of this country.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus
Christ. That's right. It's really a celebration. Okay, what about this? Let me give you some other situations.
Even on New Year's.
New Year's
sure
Eve fireworks, no good?
New Year, well, now it's become commonplace around the world, and I suppose it's okay.
How do
Shut
the dogs feel about it?
I spent a New Year's.
Hey, listen
in,
to this. Listen.
Oh, they're really getting to that.
Hey, it'd be great.
Uh-huh.
You know what solves that problem? What if the mower hits the dog?
It's not a mower. It's a leaf blower. But anyway, I guess New Year's Eve.
What about
New Year's Eve, 4th of July.
What about fireworks at a theme park?
Every night?
Crap.
What?
Crap.
How dare you?
At the baseball park. Crap. I don't believe it.
Oh, no.
I think fireworks have been used to goose attendance for events that should be able to stand on their own.
Goosey.
Gee. There you go. So I guess Maine is off the table.
It's not off the table. Year. We can't come up afterwards.
You know.
And what if we did something other than fireworks? What about a band?
A band?
What, up there?
Hire a band. Something
you know
else
what I deal with up there? No, it's a closed community up
there. All
right,
if you can open your mind to say an off 4th of July fireworks evening, you can solve it with the neighbors by inviting the neighbors. And they're not going to come. They're not going to come. You say, hey, you know what? 9 o'clock, we're going to have a couple fireworks over there.
No, once again, I will delay. I will be disappointed where I will not. I was going to have all the crew come up for that 4th of July, and then we, on either side, we were going to do a week of shows up there. And then, you know, the requirement would be anybody staying in my house up there would have to bring fireworks like Oscar brought when he came up 2 years ago.
Or yes, the cartoon size fireworks.
And you've got fireworks.
I was talking to my wife.
There.
It's been so long since we've done anything. You know that it's beginning to be. I'm forgetting all the stuff that we've done.
That could be age as well.
Yeah, that could be it. That could be it. But doing the fireworks at another time is an absolute
off
no,
the table.
No.
Even
There's
though they
no...
have year round fireworks stores up there, the size of 7-Elevens, that you all know they what? Do is sell
Huge.
Fireworks.
No, because I mean, it happened last year. Some Saturday night in, I think it was August, and, you know, shocker, Mrs. O'Meara and I turned in early, and it was just like, it was one of those blissful nights, and then suddenly, it's like, what the hell? 9:30, Reddy McNeckerson was, you know, had his beer party in his backyard and was shooting off these massive fireworks, and it's fine for his group.
Yeah,
at 10 o'clock at night, but, you know, I had an infant sleeping in the bedroom, and I was pissed. And I hate the fact that people just willy-nilly can shoot off fireworks. It's like, wait, everything seems to become less and less special. That's the point I'm trying to make here.
Fireworks one time nearly killed me when we were covering a Super Bowl. I think it was Tampa, the one that has Ybor City.
Yeah, okay. Ybor City.
And we were covering a Super Bowl in Tampa, and because I was not in an official hotel, I was actually across the river.
Yes.
And at nightfall, they did fireworks across the river so everyone in Ybor City could see,
mm-hmm.
right? And this was, I can tell you, this was probably Super Bowl 2001 because Julia was an infant, and I was so excited to get out of town so I could sleep. Because you don't sleep through the night with an infant. So
right.
I said, you know what? Great, we did the show. I'm hitting the sack. So at like 9 o'clock, I close my eyes and I'm in a
blissful
high floor.
Night of sleep.
Oh,
probably
the
day after a day of drinking.
Yes, and and almost killing Wendell Hall. You remember the trip, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, he laughed so hard at Rob's heavily inappropriate comedy.
It was not
that
a
I
good
thought
joke.
He was going to pass a stone.
It involved an employee at the old WJFK. But
yes,
I was on a
yes.
high floor of a hotel,
yes.
and my eyes were just starting to shut, and nightfall
when
happened.
When the wheel falls off the cart, that means the barbecue is ready.
That's exactly right. And
that
so,
was the that was one of the lines. And then when the wheel falls off the cart, the meat fall off of the bone.
That's the quote. That's the one that we can carve into stone. But what happened is because
never
I was
forget it myself. Funny is funny,
and somehow I remember we had like 15 people in the car.
We had a ton of people in the car, and you were doing a narration about a barbecue truck that was next to our car, and I probably have never laughed harder in my natural life. It was so inappropriate.
That said,
but if I could recreate it, if I had a tape of it, I'd play it just
someday,
to
Mike.
To myself.
Someday, yes. Just for the God. When we're all
and
together.
Wendell Hall particularly enjoyed the end.
You know what? Have you ever heard a person
die? He was gurgling.
Die?
It was strangulated laugh that I was like.
If you've ever heard a person die, there is something called the death rattle, and it happens. I've heard it.
And every time Wendell would laugh, Rob was encouraged, like a toddler would be, to continue. And Rob, as you know, you've traveled with us, Oscar. Rob can sustain a bit.
Oh, he'll kill it.
It can go six hours.
He'll
if he's getting the laughs, he will do it.
Remember,
6 hours.
Remember when you almost killed me when we were doing a bit about your mom jeans and the big crotch?
Yes.
on the RV.
Oh yeah, the RV trip. Yeah.
And
Oscar
you
has Oscar has uses visuals for his comedy,
yes.
And he does it where and the one I'm going through my phone the other day. Speaking of Maine,
yes,
and. On that phone, I discover a picture that was texted to me from Oscar Santana that is on the porch in Maine, and all it is Rob Spiewak's foot.
Oh, it's a great picture.
That is all he sent along. So it's different strokes, but you were talking about Ybor City, where the fireworks went off right next to the hotel at like 9:30.
Yeah, I was like on the 20th floor, mm-hmm. and that first shell blew up, and it was so loud that I remember not waking up until I was descending from jumping out of bed. Because it startled me, I jumped. And so when I woke up...
Right next to the window. I remember it, too. I was at the hotel, too. It was horrible.
It rattled the windows.
Terrifying.
So scary.
And so what we would have to do... Mike, don't put it off the table yet. Don't say absolutely no to August fireworks yet. You just need to notify your neighbors.
Well, I mean, I like having you guys come up there, but I think I'm kind of married to that that 4th of July time up there. And, you know, got my buddies that may be coming up, too.
The Colburns?
Colburn, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Maybe I can have him bring the entire President's Own Marine
Band. You see, now you say band.
We'll do it on the
lawn.
That'll be fantastic.
You see, you were thinking
something
rock
respectful.
Band. I was thinking something more patriotic.
So this is another one of those examples, though, where Oscar said fine like a year ago to it, and then now it's he willy-nilly thinks I'm going to let him get away with his manipulative little thing where he says,
you know, by the way.
It could
be another example of you wanting to do what you want to do and not wanting to open your mind up to maybe us coming up in August.
You are being an introverted extrovert.
But did I not say I wanted to do another 4th of July thing?
Like, we didn't
know
I was going
to be
in business
school. Fireworks.
I'm in business school. This is new.
You were in business school. You knew you were going to be in business school.
Do you think I was thinking about graduation? I wasn't thinking about, I wish I can hang. Get to the 4th.
All right, boys.
Are you not good at kind of like pushing things,
Mike,
in a different direction?
I just said I'm going to come up in August, and you said no, that's not going to work for me. Thanks, anyways.
I don't have the facility to accommodate people.
There is a compromise that's right in front of us. How about this July 4th? You come down, and we do a week of shows in College Park, Maryland.
Let's do it.
Yeah. It'd be
That's
good,
really
wouldn't
exciting.
It?
Because really, really looking forward to that. Yeah.
You could come down with the family and do the shows here.
Live from the 40-yard line.
What, for in Washington
the nation's
at the
capital.
4th of July? I'd rather have a knitting needle put in my testicle than do that.
Oh, really?
I have no desire to do that. I don't want to do that at all.
We're going to have to move some dates around, but we can make it happen.
All right. Well, anyway. But no, look, whenever, if it happens where you guys come up, that's a different equation. Fireworks in August, I can't even begin to tell you how no. I hate fireworks that aren't around the holiday.
Do you know, seriously,
we had fireworks leading up to New Year's, like for a solid week here, where every night it was boom, can't wait, boom, childish, boom, you got to make the big boom go boom, like that. You know, I get tired of it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to be one of those guys. 4th of July, you know, the sun goes down, knock your socks off. Light them up out of your ass. That's the way I look at it. You know?
Now,
put the bottle rocket in the rectum. Go ahead. Easy peasy. You know, I'm fine with that.
Do what you want.
But what about firecrackers? Can you do firecrackers all year round?
Firecrackers are totally different, and you know I'm liberal. I'm liberal on my firecracker policy. Completely liberal on that. We will take a break, come back to news you may not need. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is the Internet's Steve Mermelstein. Perhaps you know me from The AmeriCast, where Marcus Serta serves as my sidekick. But I'm here to tell you about another podcast, Cake and Cookies. Cake and Cookies has Rob Spiewak and Katie Von Herman, and I never miss an episode. It's an important part of my well-balanced podcast listening diet. Besides, I love Katie, and Rob loves me. It's a strange love triangle, but you can truly feel the magic in the air. Cake and Cookies. Subscribe on iTunes or listen on the TMOS app. Mermelstein out.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
The music
Please
band.
Subscribe. Subscribe.
And Mike,
That's
remember...
Speak.
That Mermelspeak, that was the best of four takes.
Thank you, Stephen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. I've been talking about it for years. Maybe you have considered a Sleep Number bed for yourself, but you thought you couldn't afford one. Here's the thing. Can you afford another horrible night's sleep? You probably can. It's affecting your health. Here's great news. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, you can save 50% on a limited edition bed. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal firmness, and it adjusts on each side so it's perfect for couples like the O'Mara couples.
Ooh.
Yes, sir. We had an incident on our Sleep Number bed last night that I will discuss tomorrow. Okay. There's a tease during the show. By adding optional Sleep IQ technology, you can track and optimize your sleep, let you know how you're doing. Whether it's adjusting your Sleep Number setting or making different lifestyle choices, you'll always know what's working because Sleep IQ tells you. My Sleep Number is an 85, Carla's is a 65, and last night my Sleep IQ score was a 93, and I feel great. You'll only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Come in during their ultimate Sleep Number event where you can save 50% on a limited edition bed. Find out what I've known for years. Sleep Number beds are the best. All beds are on sale, including the Queen C2 mattress, now only $599.99. That's the C2 mattress, $599.99. No better sleep with Sleep Number. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to get the room's attention. It's almost like you read the opening of the show today. And tell them that, tell them all that Mike O'Mara sent you.
It's an announcement now, you see.
Thanks, Rob.
News.
Life is a bunch of surprises on this
Hear
show.
Ye.
Each and every day. All right. Apple Inc. CEO Tim Cook says his company will fight a federal magistrate's order to hack its users in connection with the investigation of the San Bernardino shooting. Big story today,
yes.
The biggest. He's saying it would undermine encryption by creating a backdoor that could potentially be used on other future devices. So this is their proprietary programming software, whatever you want to call it, that would allow the FBI to find out what was going on. At the same time, for bad people that want to steal, this could open that up. He had a ferocious response. He posted it early Wednesday on the company's website, and that came after an order from U.S. Magistrate Judge Sherry Pym that Apple Inc. helped the Obama administration break into an encrypted iPhone belonging to one of the shooters in the December attack. What say you boys? How do you feel about that?
It's a very sticky wicket, but I think with the federal government involved, I think Apple should bend to it.
Well, it's a matter of national security. Find out the information. How about this country has allowed Apple to make a gazillion dollars that they keep overseas? I think it's a small token to pay just to say, hey, we'll have our engineers open it up for you. You can find out whatever you want.
Have you heard the tape of the...
I think there's a compromise there where you can actually get into the phone and not give away the store. They're worried about the FBI will have this material and be able to... I don't know. It's, you know, I think really, I want to get the bad guys. I want to get the
get
bad
them.
Guys.
Right
have you now. Heard That's the tape that the FBI actually sent to Cupertino?
No, I didn't hear that.
Hey, we have it right here.
Apple. Apple. Hey, Apple. Apple.
Thank you, Rob.
Hey, Apple. Hey, Apple.
All right, thank you. Now appointed America's top dog, CJ, the German short-haired pointer. Yeah. CJ won best in show at the 140th Westminster Kennel Club on Tuesday night, beating a couple of top favorites at Madison Square Garden. It was packed. There was a moment of drama, too, as Judge Dr. Richard Mean from Canada, M-E-E-N, Dr. Richard Mean.
Mean.
As he began to announce his choice, German Shepherd handler Kent Boyles took a step forward.
Oh, no!
Towards the prize silver bowl, he heard... It's, see, the winner was a German short-haired pointer.
Oh.
So what Kent Boyles heard was, the winner is the German sh... And he was like, oh, no. We got it. And then it was short-haired pointer.
Classic mean.
Bird. so mean. You know how mean does that.
Yeah, it's typical mean.
So anyway, that's his. So CJ, the German short-haired pointer. I looked at the dog. Not all that impressed.
Yeah, it's you know sometimes the best in show is really really stately looking. This looks to me like a dog.
It looks like a dog.
It's a dog.
Like,
regular dog.
And by the way, whoever wins that silver trophy, don't they all lick their balls? I mean, really, let's just be honest. If you've given up candy for Lent, there is a new sweet reward waiting for you on the other side to gear up for Easter. Hershey's. has announced a new flavor of kisses that we are hoping to count toward our daily vegetable intake. Here's the flavor. It's carrot cake. The new flavor available exclusively at Walmart. Hey, I could walk and get them. is certainly one of the more intriguing seasonal treats we've seen recently.
Wouldn't it be great as you're coming across, you know, the border onto the parking lot and the greeter sees you and you yell, "I'm here for the carrot cake kisses!
Where are the carrot cake Hershey's kisses? Get out of my way, knave."
You've got your running shoes and a Fitbit on.
That's right. That's
it. Big bag of them. Email scams from fake wealthy Nigerian princes promising a generous return if you pay up front to unlock their riches are a dime a dozen. I think I don't know anybody that hasn't been touched by one of those scams. Yep. They're still out there. Yeah. They're doing it. But here's the latest thing. A Nigerian astronaut has been trapped in space for the past 25 years and needs $3 million to get back to Earth. That seems completely legit. The hilarious message dropped in the inbox of a British website called Anorak last week. It's now going viral. According to the email, Abacha Tunde, allegedly Africa's first man in space, was left trapped on board a Soviet spacecraft when the USSR dissolved. His other Soviet crew members returned to Earth on the Soyuz T-16Z, but his place was taken up by return cargo.
This really sounds like a Sid and Marty Krofft sitcom.
Well, no, this is Mars. This is the Matt Damon.
Yeah, well, no. Except he wasn't replaced by cargo. They just
They left him, right?
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
If you're still believing this and you're stupid, you might ask the question, how come we've never heard about Tunde's plight before? Well, his secret mission consisted of a secret flight to a secret military space station. Pretty hush-hush. But don't fear, because Tunde has received $15 million in salary since being left on that spacecraft. Since the spaceman doesn't need cash up in space, his wages are reportedly being held at Lagos National Savings and Trust Association.
Oh, my God.
And a healthy slice of that money is yours if you help with the administrative fee. That's fantastic. Way to go.
Keep
killing me. More than a quarter of men over the age of 85 had sex in the past year. That's a new study that has revealed that. However, just 10% of women had intercourse in the same period. That's according to researchers. Women find it increasingly difficult to find love as they age because they live longer than men and outnumber them, leaving them with fewer potential partners to choose from. And unsurprisingly, the study revealed men have higher sex drives than women in later years.
Jack can't cook. I got
that going for me.
That's right.
Nice.
There you go. That's why the social diseases are rampant in old folks' homes, because everybody's banging.
I creep out when you say that, believe it or not, since my mom's in one of those places.
Well,
you
know, not her, though. No.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. No. And now a little something something. Two more costume characters were arrested in Times Square yesterday, this time while dressed as Star Wars creatures. Casey Braxton and Robert Williams, dressed as Stormtrooper and Chewbacca, respectively, were posing for pictures at the corner of Broadway and 45th during yesterday's afternoon show. Afternoon snow at around 3:30 p.m. They didn't do a show.
It's the Chewbacca show.
Just on the street. That's according to the NYPD. They took a picture with a 71-year-old Swedish tourist. Incidentally, if you go to New York this time of year in the winter, they're everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
71-year-old Swedish tourist. You just
lousy.
Can't.
It's lousy thick with them. And they're all
it's
having
lousy
sex.
With them. That's right. The Swedish tourists. The man offered $5, according to the police. They demanded $10 each.
Oh, yeah.
So right away, he's gone from $5 that they want $20. They allegedly stood in the tourist way until he paid up, at which point nearby officers jumped in and arrested Braxton and Williams for aggressive panhandling and harassment. As they were being led to the paddy wagon, Chewbacca was heard to exclaim that the officers had placed him under false arrest. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Hara Show. Do that.
Listen to Americast and get caught up on all the shows of more broadcasting, like this clip from the Rob and Joe Show.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program. No adjustment of your set is necessary.
Subscribe on iTunes or download it from MikeOMaraShow.com every Monday right here on the More Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our good friends at Omaha Steaks. The highest quality with one-of-a-kind flavor. Omaha Steaks has beef and bison from the Golden Plains, not to mention seafood, poultry, pork, veal, and lamb. I will tell you something, that we've got that assortment that's continuing. This is a great deal, great way for you to enjoy Omaha Steaks. You know you will love it. Everything is backed by Omaha Steaks, 100% unconditional guarantee. And right now, they have the perfect package for our listeners. Huge savings and amazing variety. When you use the code TMOS, you get 76% off this exclusive package. Are you ready? Here it goes. Two tender mild filet mignons, two bold beefy top sirloins, two moist savory boneless pork chops, four homestyle chicken fried steaks, 15 giant Italian spiced all meatballs, plus four award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, four crispy creamy potatoes au gratin, four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus four juicy premium Omaha Steak burgers free.
Free!
Free. Now listen. Just for our listeners, this exclusive package is only $49.99.
Wow.
Many of you have enjoyed it. You still get a chance to do that. So get on your computer, go to omahasteaks.com, type in TMOS in the search bar, and it pops right up. Just add the O'Mara assortment to your cart. You're going to love this. Again, that's omahasteaks.com, and enter TMOS in the search bar to get this great package for $49.99. Omaha Steaks and the O'Mara package, guaranteed to thrill. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, February 17, 2016, Rob Spiewak.
Before we get to Stevie Wonder and Pentatonics, Mike, we missed out yesterday big time when we were talking about John McLaughlin. We didn't mention one of his greatest catchphrases.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I have to ask this.
Yes.
This is dangerous, but
bye-bye.
We started the show inappropriately. Let's end it inappropriately.
Yes, please.
Is he okay? I know he's old.
Mike,
but
I actually pulled this from a show that posted this month. And so he is doing the show. And I mean, just to look
still
at
doing
him,
the show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
There are complete episodes on YouTube.
Wow.
And right from the very beginning to the end when he says,
bye bye.
Bye bye. Yeah, Cherie. I have to say this. He's old.
Yes.
I just want to know if he's healthy old.
Somebody
can look into that. I wish him the very best.
Not me. But when I looked at it,
thank you.
I kind of got the impression. Do you remember the last Bob Hope special when he was propped up in the corner of an L-shaped couch? He looks sort of like he's just propped up there, but he seems to follow his thoughts. I mean, he's still a good political
mind. He slouches
a little bit. Yeah.
A little more than he used to, and he's thinner than he used to be, and I hope he's doing fine.
Yeah,
I hope that the weight loss. Thank you. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Mike, I want to say this clearly and emphatically. This one's on you.
Yes, it is.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, God. That's terrible. That's like getting hexed. Oh my God! If he buys it in the next month, I'm screwed.
Yeah, you are. Well, really, right. Mike, 8 weeks.
Bye, bye.
Thank you. Bye, bye.
All right.
Hope he sticks around for a long time.
Per your request, this is a Stevie Wonder and the acapella group Pentatonix doing their tribute to Maurice White at the Grammys. The song is "That's the Way of the World."
We've come together on this special day.
Special day.
This message loud and clear.
Sing it loud and clear.
Looking back, we touch on sorrow death. Future past, they disappear.
Stevie Wonder is a force of nature. That's enough of that. That's. I mean,
you
really,
must, and Mike. If he comes,
I hope they record it. I really hope they record it. They got to record that. I mean, you know, the thing is, I love the concept of doing it a cappella with harmony, but then Stevie takes it to
his voice.
You know, the perfect pitch that he still has.
Yeah.
You must go see him
in concert if he gets anywhere
near you.
You must go because he really does not. He doesn't cheap out on the band. He has the full band up there, and his voice, that instrument, is still there.
It's on my list. I'd love to go.
Another person with a wonderful voice, presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Let's go to some of the highlights from her speech. She spoke yesterday in Harlem, and she had a lot to say. Let's hear what she had to say.
I know what you're doing here.
Quote Dr. King.
Jeez.
You're a great amen chorus. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Hey, you know, really, I know you're on the trail. Elderly. Can we get some better medical attention for the Democratic candidates,
gargle
please?
Gargle with salt water. Something. Do something.
I mean, Trump had a cold at the last debate, but, you know, he soldiered through it. Yeah. You know, I mean, he'd be fun if he got the coughs. You know, it'd be interesting.
Well, anyway, I do worry. I hear more vocal stress on this.
It's all over Yik Yak.
Is it all over Yik Yak?
Yes.
And also, I can't believe we didn't mention this yesterday or today. Jeb Bush, who's so excited that he's wearing contacts now, obviously didn't look far enough ahead to renew his domain name, and now JebBush.com is owned by Donald Trump.
So it redirects.
It does. So if you type in JebBush.com, it goes to DonaldTrump.com, which I say,
bye.
Honestly, if there is a guy that's ever run for president that doesn't look like he wants the job than Jeb Bush, bring it to me.
It really is. It's so sad.
All right. This is probably the last Grammy tape we'll play, but Oscar and I had a good time with this one yesterday. Tyga allegedly had a party after the Grammys, and coming to the door of Tyga's party is Taylor Hawkins, the drummer for the Foo Fighters, Beck, amazing artist.
And the drummer for the Foo Fighters, a tremendously recognizable
person. Yes, of course.
Right. But they have Paul McCartney and Beck.
Yeah.
Three of these guys, three A-listers. Massive music, A-listers, absolutely.
So they knock at the door, and here's what I think this will play. If not, I'll tell you what was said afterwards, but I think you'll be able to make it out.
How VIP do we got to get?
I don't know.
Yeah, we need another hit, guys. We need another hit. Work on it.
I think you don't have enough.
Next year.
And then they get into their big limo and get out of there. But Paul McCartney says, how VIP do we have to get? And then he says, we need another hit. And he goes
did
to
you
Beck,
hear,
work
did
on
you
it.
Hear, Tyga claims he didn't know anything about it.
Yes.
But the people at the club, this was the explanation. He went to the wrong door.
What?
He's Paul effing McCartney, you complete dip asses. Unreal. I mean, he said he was at the wrong entrance. Oh, it's Paul's fault.
Yeah,
way to go, guys.
Well, he was always remembering, you know, he was the cute Beatle, but also the disorganized Beatle.
You know what's cool? He's at such a level, and he's had the smoke blown in that direction so long that I think he was just unfazed by it.
Oh, he didn't care.
Hey, we're gonna go to the next party.
Yeah,
we'll be treated a little bit better than you are. But he didn't. There was no pissed off.
No,
and that's what saves it for Paul, because ultimately Paul just like goes, How big do we have to be? Then he gets in his car. If you stayed there and you tried
and you
harder,
yeah,
you'd be screwed. You'd
all
be
right.
Totally screwed.
And let us close with this. Seth Meyers, this is a very interesting update about New York real estate. I know, Oscar, you follow real estate prices. Check this out.
The townhouse next door to famous director Woody Allen is on the real estate market for $27 million. But I'd be surprised if it went for anything over 18.
Oh, Seth. Too soon. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Be sure and join us for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and he will read it for you and get it on Thursday. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Bye-bye.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.